in Rishon and Gimel. We did Sif Gimel, we did the Shulchan Aruch, we did not do Mishabur yet. So Holy Mishabur is a cut and test what? Oishal Shum Shemin. Okay, now, so the Mishabur, Rafa Gabdolinian had Mona Besuch and Shabinheim, so Pseudos Shal Zaysim and Pseudos of Shum Shemin have the same din that they're considered Dabra Mosef Havel. But there is a difference. Vishum Shemin wouldn't be called Roman, his Karm Khan. Dafkal Hatman Besachan is also. The Isser is Hatmanov. Avim Hitman Bedavar Hamutter, Kim Kukha Shatzemer Bechia Gavdo. Mutal Hunia Kupa Aleha. So you can place the Kupa, which is, let's say, just cotton or wool or whatever it is. And you want to put then place it on top of the pselosh of shum shemin. Kupa is a box. You want to then place it on top of the pselosh. The pselosh is not intense enough that it can generate a heat, which is going to be problematic. That is considered a moisef hevel. The combination of the pot, the container with the wool and the heat source of the shum shemin beneath it. However, I will give a shal zaysim osel aniach. So you weren't matman in the pselus of the zaysim. You were matman in zemer, but it's sitting on pselus of zaysim. So that's also as well. That's also a problem because it generates enough heat that it'll add heat now through the zemer, and the you have a case of hatmona and moisiv hevel. Then we said tevin and zogim. Tevin is bein im hu oruch or nechta lechatichas dakus. But that's all. Those cases are problematic. Tevin, and then what is zogin is hu pselo shel yekav yayin. That's the shells of the leftover from the wine. And muchin called a barach kari muchin. Anything is which is soft, is considered mukhin, in Semer Geffen, cotton, Tisha Semer Rach Shal Behema, the soft part of the animal sheds. Some of the hairs are very soft. Or if you take a bag which is worn out and you chop it down into very fine pieces of material, all of those are called mukhin. So these three things is only if it's lachet. Sheshloshen choshev the tevim v'zogin chichada. So the three things. What are the three things? The three things are the zevim tevim v'zogin is one, buchin is two, asavim is three, and tevim v'zogin count as one. So that's one, two, and three. So if they're lachin, they're considered moisiv hevel. Lachin yesh ben hevel harbi yosim yiveshim. When they have moisture, they generate more heat. Mestimas and Machaber, Mashma de Bain Lach and Machmas Atsum, the Bain Lach and Machmas Abaracher, Shnei Masurim. Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate if this is the natural moisture that they came with, or that you added a liquid to them afterwards. Alam Kamach Renim, Mestimas Dafka Lach and Machmas Atsumon, Shem Machamas Yosim, Lach and Machmas Mashka, Shadafalim, Mishayobshu. If it's still in the original moist state, it has much more that generates heat. Then it's dried out already, and then you're re-moistening. It doesn't have the same level of heat to be considered something as moist of hevel. So tabin and zogim, they naturally come moist. Some naturally come moist. Mukhin, the question is, what is mukhin? What does it mean mukhin come moist? So when they come off the animal, the sweat of the animal, etc., is that's its original moisture. So as long as that's still there, that's considered a moist of hevel. Once that dries out, it's not a moist of hevel anymore. But we said these are not moist of hevel. It's ksusa within karmic sauces, which is a tzemer. So you have a garment, you have mattresses, pillows, shearings of wool. All of these things are not moist of hevel. Paris. We're talking about being tarmen, not talking about being tarmen in apples, we're talking about being tarmen in a pile of grain. or kind of or shard notes, any type of feathers. There was a common type of feather that they used, but it's really any other feather. Nourish al pishtan. Nourish is when you pull out the flax, there's these little pieces which are embedded. The flax fibers are embedded in this gelatinous type of a fibroid of the waxy type of a thing of the flax plant, and when you pull that out, there's little pieces which come out. So you the actual shenarin mina pishtan. So that which is sort of like it's lashon of narin, like literally falls off or pours off of the pishtan. These little pieces, it's called narin pishtan. Then the Yerimah said, some hold as mutter the ha'im v'sloyim, even though it's most of hevel, because it's not shlo shchicha. V'sloyim. So what type of racks are we talking about? Had avonim v'tanim shematim mehem esh, v'karen ha'son av the esh. So it's talking about these small little types of pebbles, which you use to... that you can spark together and they catch on fire, so they have a certain heat element to them. Exactly what it is in modern terms, I do not know. It's not that they're commonly used. The point is that they are not commonly used to be matmen in, because they're not good for the pot or for the food. But something which people will use for hatmada occasionally is also called shchiach. So the Gemara says the Gzeres Shem Yapim Remetz. Remetz is hot ash. It doesn't actually mean hot ash. It means hot ash, but still has small little coals in it. But if it's just hot ash, there's nothing left, and all this is hot ash, it holds that that's... So the Rishal says that's mutter. Even though it's warm, but the nature of this is it cools off. So how can it be Moisef Hevel? It's just going to be cooling off as it goes. It's not holding on to the heat. It's doing the opposite. Okay. Dalit. Sip Dalit. On Shabbos itself, you cannot do hatmana, even though what you're doing hatmana is not doesn't add heat, just maintains heat. But if a person did hatmana from before Shabbos, then on Shabbos already became uncovered, so. Whether that was you do that intentionally or not doesn't make a difference. But, you know, but now that it's uncovered, so you'll have to recover it. Okay, if you want to add another layer, once it's ready mutman, you can add another layer to keep it, make it more insulated. So if you want to change the hatmana material, so before my hatmana was in the sad and was in a sheet, so it wasn't really keeping too much heat, and now I want to put a heavy gufgrin is a very thick, heavy type of a coat, so I want to switch to that. That's going to be mutter. But that's only mutter if you know that the pot is fully cooked. But the pot still has some internal heat. It's still yatzel lettuce boy, so it's continuing to cook on its own. Klirishina still has a kayak of cooking. So if you add a better covering, it'll keep the heat in better, it'll cause it to finish the cooking process. So it's fully cooked, there's no cooking process left to do. If it's not fully cooked, there's a concern of a cooking process. The language of the Shulchan sounds like if it became uncovered on its own, you're allowed to recover it. Which means if you took it off intentionally, you can't. That's not true. So after the Chachilah Mutter Legalis, you're allowed to uncover it intentionally and then recover it. And that's clear later on, delineated in the Shulchan Aruch. It's to tell me the other direction. Even though it became uncovered on its own. So since it was ready Shabbos when it came uncovered, you're allowed to recover it. But what about the following? You were mathman it, and then without your being aware of it, it became uncovered. You come back on Shabbos and say, oh, it's uncovered. So it's like, you know, I really was mathman it. It wasn't my fault I became this galah. And now I want to put it back on Shabbos. That you can't do it. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was not mutman, you cannot be matman. So even though it was niskala memelo, you still can't be matman. And obviously, if a person intentionally took it off before Shabbos, uncovered it before Shabbos, with intent to recover it on Shabbos, is not going to be good enough. You're allowed to change the covering, even if the original covering is just a satin. You could argue that covering, being matmated in a sheet, is a very ineffective hatmona, so it wasn't called mutman. It's an oil. Now you cover it with this heavy garment, it's now tatmana. Even the sun helps a little bit, and therefore it's considered hatmana. You're causing at least bashal, and that's so see the bir loch over here, garmal is bashal. So the bir loch is going to bring a machlokes. Are we chashed for bishul in a scenario where there's no fire underneath it? In the case we'll see, you know, where there's a fire on the bottom and you do it hamon on top. So there we have a problem of being garmal is bashal. In the case where there's no fire, no heat source underneath, how could the shy bishul? Because we're going to rub the kishta tamuna, but davar must have havel pasha channel garm bishul klal. If the what it's wrapped in is not a heat source. So where how can you say you're adding cooking? Elamari derech shikasa b'sevches, which is the hanu shikadera medes agabi kiro sheish tatei gecholim. So the pot is sitting on the oven. There are coals beneath it. The coals are covered with ash. Ketumim devachi. So the coals are covered. But there's coals there, so there's a heat source there. And now you can't do it in that situation, even though you're doing it before Shabbos, because it's not called mana b'davar she'eino must have havel, called mana b'davar must have havel. When you have a heat source on the bottom and you do it on top, you're adding heat. So the answer is that he did not fully cover it. So hatmona has to be that it's fully covered. So he did hatmona in a way that's not, or it's not touching the pot. Now he wants to add on some more covering. So over here, there's mamash a heat source cooking it, and by adding more covering, you're keeping the heat source in. It'll cook it quicker, and it's a problem of bishul. That's what the Magen Rambam says. But he's saying in a case where it's just a regular davar hamos of hevel, but it doesn't have a heat source underneath it, or even if Talmud made a Moshe of Hevel, so how can you say that you're causing it to cook by making a thicker layer? What's causing it to cook? It's just cooling off on its own. So everybody's very colorful because of the Pshat Pashtius, Hatzur Shachonar, Mashal, Mamari, Bechol Gap. They're not talking about that, a very specific case. They're not talking about that. They're saying in general there's a problem. Kosov Sefer in the Harsholim. But Tom Kosov Sefer Beis Meir, Chushamatim and Dabra Resech, Shamin Bishichosu and Mispashal, when you take something which is still boiling, still hot, and you're matmin it, it's not adding heat, it's just maintaining the heat. So the longer it sits, the more it's going to cook if it's not fully cooked. So you're causing bishul by that adding a thicker layer on top. Fine. The whole issur of hatmana is only within the original pot. The argument being, because the whole reason why Chazal were afraid is because since the person is trying to maintain the heat, so clearly heat is very important to him. So it's very important to him. So he might forget and heat up the pot while when he's come to hatmana, he sees it's not so hot, he'll heat up the pot. And do mavir and do bishul, whatever it might be. Fine. But let's say the person is doing something which actively reduces the heat. So clearly he doesn't care about the heat so much. So taking it out of the kli rishon, which the walls are heated, and putting it into a kli sheni, right, where the walls are not heated, is clearly reducing the heat. So heat's not so important to him. So then he can be matman. There's no gzeira that he'll come to try and heat up the pot. So I'll give you an example. So this is a hijack my tea, my coffee on Shabbos. So somebody asked me, is there a problem about Mona? Because the whole bottom is covered, the whole top is covered. Because the level of the liquid inside is below the outer covering. So I said, yeah, but it's a klisheni. It's not the original pot. So it's not a problem with klal.
Didn't we also say that the kli itself is not called hatmona?
That's what he's asking me. I put a second cup on it. So he's saying the chorat hatmona by putting the second cup is hatmona. I have a cover on top and I have the there's a little hole on top also, but you know, but so I said b'chal it's a toast on the whole cheshbon because it's a klisheni. In pina the osel kashuhu b'kli rishon she's basha, but it's only if it's the original pot of shipino kli acher after dying the yatzel lettuce boy, even though it's still hot, it's mutter. Even if he puts it back in the first spot again, it's also shori. The sulamikri klirishin, the harbalei kitzonin, the mutal is minoy. So halacha klisheni is like it's not hot, so you're allowed to do it mono. Fill klirishin im niskara acheni yad tzeledus, but the same thing if it's in the klirishin, but it's talking at yad tzeledus, but anymore. Gam kenir the shor let minoy imahu b'mokam hatzar. So whether you can be semik also to make it if you need to. The Sharatzion explains why it's only Malkum and Tzarev. Sharatzion in Choftes. Tzarech Eretz Einafke Mina in Niskavim Beferish Kzei Lekarur or Mistam Leizasiba. We don't know. It's no difference. Like if that was in his intent, you pour back and forth to cool something off, or no. Just the fact is he moved it. Whatever reason he moved it, but the mice he moved it. So you're allowed to be matmin in that situation.
Move.
Someone's not much of Hevel.
Moved why?
You move the food out of the original clean into the second clean. Feel the and gomer also because the commit. You know, so you say, well, it's like it's cold. You knew much of Hevel's cold is also usher. Fine. So the heter is to be matmin in something which is not moist of hevel. Vav mutal hamin b'shabes davar hatzanin b'davar shenam moist of hevel kreishal yistanin b'yoser. You have something which is cold. You don't want it to get too cold, so you want to be matmin it. It's very cold in the house. Let's say he doesn't want the food to get too cold. Oh, kreishal topik tinos. So the opposite. You want to warm up a little bit and not and take off the edge, and it's cold. That's why Dabar Shainam Masif Hebel. But Dabar Masif Hebel, Afilu Hatman Sonin, Gomer, Afilu Mevajoyim, is Nami Osir. Okay. Lamed Aleph. Motel Hatman, Afilu Adam Choshev Shori, Dabar Sonin, Kigan Mayim, Aitav Shol Tachos, Karim Exosis. So, why is it over here Adam Choshev? Because we'll see there's a case where we say Adam Choshev Shri Machmer. This case, that's not so. The Ritzonin, Gun Mayim, Oitavshel, Tachas, Karmaksosis. You have water which you want to keep cold, or you have a Tavshel which you want to keep cold, and you're trying to insulate it under these coverings. They shouldn't be affected by the heat. Okay. Zayin, Kol Hechad Asina Hatmona, I feel like there, but Vashel is called Sarcha Asina, even though the pot is fully cooked, there's no Xer of Bishel. Really, because you can't cook it. But we're afraid that he'll stir up the coals. Have you ever this of maver? And I feel like mitzvah red alloy. And even if it's mitzvah red alloy, it's still going to be osir. Which over there you could have argued that we're not afraid the person's going to stir up the coals. Why would he want to do that? It's mitzvah red alloy. But there are more. But yesh mekilim v'aymrim kol shulchai legamri and ispashu kol tzarcha mutal hadmanu kigmar b'shihui kol shisbar lebesem rishon gemol v'akshon v'hokal api yisur azu ein lim chus b'yadam avol ein lim hukain b'shar makamis. Some people mix up the world of hadman and the world of shiyan chazara. They say the terim of shiyan chazara of something which is totally raw or something which is fully cooked would apply to Mon as well. So the Ramah says, if you have the minhag, fine. If you don't, you can't undertake it. Mishabura Lama Gimel. Called Tzarka, even though it's fully cooked. He said before, but Shehiya, Mavushal Tzarka is Mutter. Summon mona ikrul tzarch mocher. So why? What's the difference? Okay, so you tell me it's different. Fine. Why? In general, hatmona was done to have food which would stay hot for the following day. The food which is hot for the night meal, you didn't really need to do hatmona to keep it hot. You would either do shi'an ganakir or right before Shabbos, you would take it off. It's still hot. So therefore, since it's for the term so by shehiya, we're not afraid you're going to come and stir up the cold because I need it for tonight. So I need it for tonight. It's hot already. Why should I stir up the cold? So and it's time of alloy, no chashash. But over here, you need it for tomorrow. For tomorrow, you need to like restoke the cold. Therefore, the kachashin and b'chol gavni l'chitui, we're afraid always for chitui, even though it's a mevushal kol tzarach, and we're still afraid. Yeah, but Rebbe still goes to b'shem zeh b'chol dover hamosif hevel. We're doing this, the steps. We're saying that Chazal were afraid that you might be matan b'remitz and you might come to stir up the coals. So who are they over here? Something which is like that, Chazal asked it as well. Now, so that's I hear your argument because since most people, when they do it, they want to have it for Shabbos day, but I want to eat it for the night. So whatever problem, blood flu. Hashem Mashiach, some Shia who rock the Tzarcha Laila, Sheminicha Gugula, Yiskar Zanmuet, Machashin and Lachita Bizet. So if you just need it for the night time, we're not worried about such a possibility. It's fully cooked. So you want heat? Yeah, it's not going to cool off that much in the next few minutes. Now, what would be the case for a person doing shia for the next day? So then the shia should be like hatmana. So the shartian in Lamed Hei says no. You march the tzara mocha gam kinshar the kima shemugula miskara harbe v'chitimat lo yerba. So he calls the Magen Rama and says over there. where it's not insulated, it's not going to help you. Stirring up the coals right now, it's not going to keep it warm until the next day. There's nothing keeping the heat in. So why would the person be mechata? What does he accomplish? For the night, he doesn't need it. For the day, it doesn't work. So not worried about him doing anything. Okay. For the day meal, yeah. By mana, usually you do it for the day meal. So but if a person would do shahia for the day meal, like washing him for the night time, he doesn't eat. It's a culture. So the night time, he doesn't eat. Tomorrow you want it to be warm. That can help you. I stir up the coals 11 o'clock at night. So 9, 10 o'clock the next morning, it's still going to be warm. Ridiculous. But the case of Bidiyavid, a person did do it, he's not being the henna from his what he did at all. It's Mitzamek Veravloi. So why should we ask her?
At the end of Siftalad, the Mechaber distinguished between this Bashla called Sarpa and not. In the case we were replacing the thin Hatamana with the thick Hatamana, there we did distinguish.
Correct, but regards to the, he's saying over here, the Mechaber here is saying that the Mishnah Chutzar there is the issue of doing a Ma'aseh Hatmona or not. He's saying why by Shehiyah we say Shehiyah is Mutter when if it's Mishnah Chutzar we're not afraid because by Shehiyah so we understand for the night meal. You don't need chitu; it's already fully cooked. And for the day meal, what's it going to do? Whereas by hatmana for the night meal, you don't need it. You're right, but if you want it for the day meal, stoking the coals in a situation of hatmana would be effective. So they answered that. Once they answered that, they answered everything else. Gzeira to that case. So that's the Shartzi saying. Even if a person would do shahia. What about if a person would do shahia for the next day? He says, yeah, but why should go into this gezeira? It's not comparable. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're not making a similar gezeira. We don't say in the case of Mustam Kerala, in the case of Kol Sarka, or it's not Kol Sarka. It seems like it's a universal rule, Kol Hecha, but in fact he has an exception in that one.
There's something bothering you. I'm not sure what it is.
Yes,
it's Sif Dalad. We're talking about cases. There was Hatmana already. I want to do more Hatmana.
Right.
And I'm differentiating between the cases whether it's Moshe Kol Tzarcha. So adding more Hatmana is Mutter, and not Moshe Kol Tzarcha, it's Aser. But we're talking about cases where there was Hatmana from before Shabbos.
Right.
Right. Now we're discussing what is the Aser Hatmana to start with. We're saying the Isra Hatmana applies even though it's fully cooked. And I by Shehiyah, we don't have an Isra Shehiyah when it's fully cooked. That's true. But Isra Hatmana we do have when it's fully cooked.
But adding Hatmana is saying it doesn't fall.
Right, Hatmana is a different. This is a right. Okay. Film is somewhere else, but the Isra is most fine. Lamed Hey, Yesh Mekilim, some are Mekil in the same way in Shehiyah, there's these Heterim, there's these Heterim of Hatmana. Now, really, that's not the right way of saying it. Some learned that the Gemara is not really discussing Shehiyah and Chazar, the Gemara is discussing Hatmana. Right now, we're learning that there's a Sugya of Shehiyah, there's a Sugya of Chazar, there's a Sugya of Hatmana. Some are trying to learn that it's all one Sugya. There's no three different things. So the Isra is Hatmana. And the more it talks about what we call Shia, the more it's talking about what they call Hatmana. And in that it's saying there's a heter of it's fully raw. If it's fully cooked, there's a heter of it's totally raw. So if the Gemara is talking about Hatmana and it's saying these heterim, right? So we have these heterim. But to do a new mice of Hatmana that there's going to be. But the Isser of being matman from before Shabbos and some which is Moisef Hevel, that's all into the Isser of Shehiyah, of leaving a pot cooking on the fire. So on that we argue, but there's a heter of, if it's totally raw, there's a heter if it's fully cooked. If it's either chai legamri, sirle kiman shulchai, if feeling mahoyim matim berem, it's lahoyim ispashal al yedei chitri the tzarech alayla. So the argument is very simple. Even if you're matim beremes, which is mamash a heat source, a bona fide cooking source, even if you stir up the coals, it's not going to be cooked by night time. It's totally raw. Again, we're talking about meat. Take time to cook. So for the night meal, the person will not be mechata because it won't help. For the day meal, the next morning, the person will be mechata because who needs it? What does it accomplish for you? Over the night, whatever heat it has will stay there overnight time. You're not going to get any more out of it by being. So there's no chashash. Excuse me. Then the person would stir it up, stir up the coals. Okay. Sifches. So this is where this point which we mentioned over here. It's a long sif. We said you may leave a pot on the fire which has kecholim in it, according to the rules which we said before. So according to Mechaber, if it's not fully cooked, or it's fully cooked but it's mitamei b'yafaloi, you may not do shehiya unless you cover the coals. But there's coals there, they're just covered. That's good enough. It's even more than that. You can do shehiyah without covering the coals if it's cooked to machal ben drusoy. So whatever the case is, we're allowed to do shehiyah. If there's the coals are still there, and now you cover the pot with begadim, obviously begadim ain't a masivim hevel machmas atzma. The begadim don't add their own heat. But they keep in the heat which the fire is producing into the pot. So that's called now they get it in like a Moisef Hevel. But if the hatmona is not directly touching the pot, you're leaving an airspace. So that shows you that you don't care so much, because if you'd care, you'd really wrap it tightly. The fact that you're living in airspace means you don't care so much. So that's not considered hamona. So for example, let's say you have a pot in the blech, you have a fire underneath. So you want to wrap the pot around. The fire is not so strong. You want to wrap the pot around that it shouldn't lose heat. So let's say the pot it's a 2-quart pot. So you take a big plate, put it on top of the pot, so it spreads out, extends out beyond the pot, and then drape a blanket over the top of it, or a towel, whatever it is. So the towel won't touch the pot, because it's going to be hanging down with an airspace in between it and the pot. So that's the motzer. Hilkoch. Hegel shemayim et kedera agabi kira. Oy kaifach sheyesh bo gecholim. So when you put the pot on top of the kira or the kaifach, and there's coals inside, which means would be the coals are the coals inside are only be mutter because they're ketuma, they're covered with a layer of ash, but they're still active coals. And the bottom of the pot is not touching the coals directly, because you remember the shulchanor shita before was that if it touches directly, if it touches the coals directly, that's called being mat. Even though the pot is open on top. So that's a special din. But if it's directly in the fire, mamish, that's called hamana. The Ramah disagreed over there. But the Mechaber says, in that situation, shiyu mikri, mutar al-piyad rachim, he's parallel with simonish and gimel. It's considered shahia, and we have the rules before. V'im dasan al-kadera, kli rachim, shen al-gabit tzidi al-kadera, nasa begadam al-oysa kli rachim. If you put a large pot around the large container around the pot, so that when you put the clothing there, the clothing will not touch the pot directly. There will be a gap in between. Hatmana means directly touch.
It sounds like the outer kli itself, there's no shail at all of hatmana though.
The outer kli is empty. It's also not touching.
Right, but he doesn't just say that, that kli is not a problem, it's not touching. He's worried that he says you put pugadim on, because the pugadim might be a hatmana, but it's mutter because it's not touching. But it sounds like the outer kli wouldn't be a problem with hatmana no matter what.
Yeah, because the nature of a pad. I mean,
right, so it's another answer to your coffee. Even if your coffee thing was shayach somehow, it sounds like a double cup is still not called hatman. Like it's just called another kli.
No, I think the lomnus is because the nature of the pads don't usually touch tightly. It's the nature of pads. It's very hard to fit one pad into another pad very tightly. Mm. So male by definition, you're always going to have a gap. So Mela, it's very hard to discuss a kli being hatman on another kli. Yeah, but I hear you saying it's an interesting point.
It's like him or just mufka from hatman.
Could be.
Pots don't usually.
Pots don't usually fit into each other tightly. Okay. V'chein mutter l'haniach ha'kder b'tanurim shalonu ayyadei sheitim b'secha chaticha chaya. So we have another scenario where this could play out. You're allowed to leave a pot, do a shehiya on a pot, even in a tanur, if it's totally raw, or if not if the whole thing is totally raw, but even if one piece is totally raw. Right before Shabbos, you throw in a raw piece of totally raw meat. So that's enough to mimatir it. But the hushalotei there in the gas we call them kron shachnarach. It's not getting water, but touching the coals. Avisha mechas piatana bebegadim ki meshena begadim noigim b'kder lavat mona haibishari. Even though you're going to surround the whole tanner with gadim, it's not touching the pot, so it's mutter. Okay, let's hold it here. So we have to do the Mishabura up to here, and we also have to do the Ramos tomorrow night.